Hey there, if you could only choose one workout to do every week to make you a better runner, and you could only do that one workout, what workout would you choose? Welcome to Becoming the Best Runner. My name is Angelo, and in this podcast, I am looking to help you discover what becoming the best runner means for you, of course, provide you running tips, and also share how these lessons can help us in other aspects of our life. In today's episode, I don't have any sponsors, but I do ask that you give this podcast a 5-star rating and share this episode with those who you think it can help. I remember when I started training for my half marathon, I had this love-hate relationship with this one actual workout. And this workout, if somebody said, "Hey, you only have one day to run, and you can only do it one time a week, and this is the only run you could do, what run would you choose to make you the best runner?" And I hope you think about that for a second, because I started thinking, like, every time I think about a running plan, I'm like, oh, you need this, oh, you need that, and you do need all these pieces, you need the phases, you need, like, specific, like, items to be in there, because they all work together in harmony to create the runner you're about to become through the season. But if I had to strip them all down and I can only choose one and only do one, the workout that I would do, because this workout tests your mentality, like, there, it's got all the elements piled into one workout, and it's the most powerful, and that's tempo runs. Now, I know there's many ways that people define tempo runs, and I'm not going to get into all of them because there are there's just so many different definitions, but I'm just going to explain the way I found and do my tempo runs, because this is like the sandwich of the ultimate sandwich of all the workouts. Why? Because it teaches you to stay focused. Like, the way I'm going to share with you how this workout goes, you have to stay focused. You cannot lose track of things, because you have to keep your mind focused on what you're doing. Because if you don't, you're going to mess up, and then you're going to mess up the workout. It also teaches you how to switch gears. You have to switch gears throughout this workout, and or as best as you can. I'll talk about that a little bit later. But the object is to learn to switch gears and to do it in a specific pattern that's really going to test you out. And it also stimulates racing without racing. You're going to have to put the speed in. You're going to have to put the distance in. You're going to have to combine different things, and you're going to have to change gears when you don't want to change gears. And a lot of people will call this a pyramid, and it sort of is a pyramid, but it's done a specific way. It's done on a, I'll break it down for you here in a second. But most people will look at it and say, "Oh, that's a pyramid." Yeah, it's a pyramid, but there's very specific rules to it. And if I had only one exercise or one practice day that I was able to do in order to train, and I would throw out the long distance runs, I would throw out the track workouts, I would throw out the hill workouts, I would throw out even the easy day runs. I would stick to the one and only tempo runs, at least the way I'm going to explain it to you. So I want you to grab a pen and a paper, because explaining this is going to be a little bit difficult if you don't have this written down as we do it step by step, okay? I'm going to do my best to explain it over here. And then later after this, I'm going to explain why it took me so long to put out this episode. Things have been pretty crazy. Okay, let's start with the tempo workout. So there are 4 levels to this, all right? So there's 4 levels. You have an easy pace, a race pace, half the distance race pace, and another half the distance race pace. I'm going to use the example of my half marathons because that's one of my favorite runs, and this is where I discover, like, you need this workout. Without this workout, I probably would not have improved myself over time as drastically as anything else. So easy pace is, and I should say, when I say easy pace, race pace, half distance, and another distance, another half to that, when I say these, when I run, there's a specific pace I'm going for. Meaning, I don't just go out there and just run easy. Easy has a specific pace for me. Meaning, like, 10 minutes per mile or 8 minutes per mile. Whatever it is, like, it's very specific, and I try to hit these times. And this is where the focus comes in, right? Because not only in this workout are we going to work focus on our speed, but also the time and the length that we spend in each phase. So when I say easy pace, to me, that's an 8 minute mile, and I'm focused on trying to hit and stay relatively close to that 8 minute mile. Or maybe it's 10, whatever it is, depending on what it is my goals are for that season, will determine what my easy pace is. Race pace is the pace at which I want to run the most important race of the season. So for me, if it's a half marathon, I want to know what is the pace that I want to hit on my half marathon when it comes to my big race. And that's what my race pace is. Half the distance race pace, which is the third level. This is, if in my case, a half marathon. I'm going to split that in half, and I'm going to round it to a 10K. So what is my 10K pace? And this isn't a guess either. I use, I forget the name of the formula, but there's a formula out there that has a race predictor that if I were to run this pace for my half marathon, I should be able to run this for my 10K. And that's the pace that I'm going to run my 10K at. And then the fourth and final level is another half that distance. So a 10K now becomes a 5K. So I'm going to find out what the pace is I should be running at a 5K if I were to duplicate those efforts and run a 5K. That's the pace I'm going to be going at. So those are the four levels. So if you were to do, let's say, a 5K, half of that would be about 1.5 miles. Or a mile, and then half of that would be an 800 meter. All right, so those would be your levels. Easy pace, race pace. So easy pace, race pace would be the 5K, and then half of that would be a mile or 1,600 meters, and then half of that would be 800 meters, right? And those would be my paces, and I would calculate my pace based on that. So you need four levels. There's always four levels. Now, you can do whatever you want. I'm just explaining how I do my tempo runs. The duration of the entire thing, I don't do distance. I like to do things based on time because I have to budget my time because that's what my life is right now. So I don't get to the luxury of saying, oh, I'm just going to go out there and do 10, 15 miles. I have to say that I'm going to be running for this long, an hour, so that I know I'm done and I'm back where I need to be. So what I like to do is take half of my longest run of my training sessions. So my longest run when I train for a half marathon is 2 hours. That's my longest run in my entire week. So I'm going to take half of that. So in this case, I'm going to do an hour. Whatever your longest run is, you typically do for your training, take half of that, and that is going to be the length of your tempo run, okay? Now, for some of you, that might be a little skewed. Use some common sense there. You want to make sure it's long, pretty long, but for me, it's always half the distance or half the time. And then you have the segments. So in my case, I have an hour. And again, and what I like to do is I like to place things at the time at the bottom. So I'm going to place these segments of an hour. So at the beginning is going to be zero. If I were to like draw a graph, you know how you have like the line going down and then a line going from that line where it ends at the bottom, going to the right like a graph. So on the left side, I'm going to split that into four sections. And then level one would be my easy pace, race pace, half distance, and then the top level will be my half of half distance. So in my case, it would be easy pace, half marathon pace, 10K, and 5K. And on the bottom, I'm going to start splitting things up because we're going to have three different segments, or actually they're going to come out to eight different segments, but one half has four and the other has another four. So here's how it's going to go. If you could split now your graph, so we split the graph going up, right? Like one, two, three, four, easy to your fastest pace. Now I want you to split your graph going to the right, eight different slices. Like, so you should have eight slices or boxes going across to the right, okay? And at the bottom, you're going to have segment one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, okay, going across the bottom. And those are your different segments. So I want you to do segments one, two, seven, and eight are going to be roughly about 1/6 of the time of your total time. So in my case, I am doing an hour, so I'm going to split that between 1/6, which is 10 minutes. So my first segment, second segment, and the last two segments, seven and eight, I'm going to put at below that, those numbers, I'm going to put the time, which is going to be 10 minutes in each of those boxes. And then segments four and five, I'm going to turn the whole thing into seconds. So for example, my entire run is going to be an hour long. So guess what? Segments four and five are going to be 60 seconds. Let me say that again. So for segments four and five, you're going to take the length of your run. And this is why I do time also. It helps me do it. My time is an hour, right? Or 60 minutes. Those minutes I'm going to change into seconds and they become my segments four and five. Now, segments three and six is the remaining time. So how does that work? So if I have four segments, one, two, seven, and eight, that are 10 minutes long each, that's 40 minutes. Segments four and five are 1 minute each, so that's 42 minutes. Now, I have to take the total of my length of run, which is 60 minutes, and I've calculated 42. Now I need 18 minutes, right? 18 minutes to get the full 60. So guess what? Segments three and six are going to be 9 minutes each. So at the bottom of one through eight, you should have 10. If you're following my half marathon, you should have the segments one through eight labeled at the bottom. And below those, you should have 10, 10, 9, 9 minutes. Those are all minutes. 1 minute, 1 minute for segments four and five. Then for, So four and five are going to be 1 minute. Then segment six is going to be 9 minutes. And then segments seven and eight are going to be 10 minutes each. So now you're thinking, okay, why is it so skewed, and why are you doing this? This is where the focus comes in, because you have to start thinking while you're running, okay, first 10 minutes I'm at easy pace. The next 10 minutes I'm at race pace. I should probably explain that to you, right? So because that's how you're going to do this. You're going to go up the levels, going up each segment is going to go up the left, from the left side. So segment one at 10 minutes is going to be at easy pace. The next 10 minutes is going to be at segment two, is going to be at your race pace of the big race. So in my case, the half marathon. Segment three is going to be 9 minutes at the 10K pace. And then segment four is going to be at the 1 minute pace at my 5K pace. Then segment five is going to be 1 minute at my 5K pace. And then I'm going to start coming down on the other side, 9 minutes at my 10K pace. That's for segment six. Then segment seven is going to be a 10 minutes at my half marathon pace. And then the last 10 minutes, or segment eight, is going to be at an easy pace. Do you see how that goes? Now, when you're picking up your speed and you're checking your watch and you're trying to hit specific times, remember, again, for me, it's specific times. I'm trying to hit 8 minute miles. I'm trying to hit whatever it is that my half marathon pace is going to be at, say, seven minute pace. Then my 10K is going to be at 6:50 pace. And then my 5K is going to be at 6:30 pace. Those are the times that I'm trying to hit and regulate my body. So I'm switching gears and I'm doing it purposefully at a specific pace along the way. And not only that, I'm making it harder as I get to the top and holding it there, and my body wants to burst down, right? When you get to that fast pace, when you're, 30 minutes into it, your brain wants to stop. You want to stop thinking. Your body wants to slow down, and, you know, you're going through this, got to keep your mind focused during that time, and you're switching gears, and it's not like you get to stop. Now you're slowly declining, but you're still going pretty fast, right? Even to your easy pace, when you get to the easy pace, at least for me, I'm like winded at this point, right? Even the easy pace, although easy pace, I have to say, feels pretty good. But when you're trying to keep at that certain pace, what your easy pace is, it becomes very difficult. So I hope you can visualize what I'm doing here. So again, real quick, first segment, easy, 10 minutes. Second segment, half marathon pace for 10 minutes. 9 minute pace at the 10K, 9 minutes at the 10K pace, and then 1 minute at the 5K, another minute at the 5K, then 9 minutes at the 10K, 10 minutes at the half marathon, and then 10 minutes at the easy pace. And that's what I do. So if I were to do a 10K, it would probably be half of that. So a 10K, I'd probably do it for 30 minutes, and I would do for the entire thing, because it's half, 10K is half of, pretty much half of a half marathon. So I would do 30 minutes and everything would be half, right? So it would be 5, 5, 4.5, 30, 30, 4.5, 5, 5, right? And that's what I would do for a 10K. I may even do that for a 5K, but I may even go faster and go, because with a 5K, you have to run a half, a 800 meter. So, you know, doing that for 30 seconds, for a full minute at the top there might be a little hard. So, you know, going down to like 20 seconds or 25 seconds or 15 seconds, actually it'd be 15 seconds, 30 seconds total is a lot more doable. But that's exactly what I would do. If you can do that, if you can do that full pyramid, and for that length, I'm telling you, this workout is like my golden workout. I would not trade it for anything in the world. This is what I would do if I had the one workout. Again, the focus you have to have while doing that run, like really trying to adapt your body and really get it to that pace. Now, of course, I give myself like a 7-8 second leeway on both sides of the time. So if I'm trying to run an 8 minute mile, if I'm running an 8:07 or 7:53, I'm okay with that, right? Within reason. I'm not like right on 8 minutes, but within 7 seconds on either side, I'm okay with that, or even eight. Now, there are some problems that come into this, because what's going to happen is, especially if you've never done this before, or if you're trying to start get back into running, you may not be able to do we'll just go back to my half marathon here. You may not be able to do the 10, 10, 9, 1, all the way up one side and hit all those paces, right? You may be able to do the first 10 at an easy pace. Then you may be able to do the next 10 at half marathon pace. And then the next 9 minutes, you may not be able to get down to the 10K pace because your body's not used to it. So you got to drop back down to the half marathon until you can, and just keep going, right? Just do the half marathon. So let's say I can't go and sustain a 10K longer than a minute, right? So I go from my easy pace for 10 minutes, half marathon pace for 10 minutes. Then I get to the 10K. I can only do it for 1 minute. And my body is going to like bonk out. It's going to die. So I'm going to shift back down to the half marathon pace and do the rest of it. And maybe I only have 2 steps to my pyramid, right? And that's okay. Because what's going to happen is next time I'm going to try to go 2 minutes with my 10K. On the third segment, and then drop back down and keep going till I build up to where I can do the 10K stage and then eventually get to the 5K stage. Does that make sense? Like you're always pushing yourself, always trying to push to that next level so you can do the whole workout. I remember the first time I did it, I wasn't able to accomplish it. I think I was only able to get up to the first 10K, that level. But by doing this workout, I made so much progress because when I, for example, I knew at certain paces where I could go because I was used to running at that level, right? I knew the pace. I knew what happened when I got to a hill. I knew I'd slow down a little bit more. And that's the other thing. When you hit hills, you may have to adapt, right? You can't necessarily sustain the same 5K pace going up a hill, like you may have to slow down maybe 5 seconds, and you start learning about yourself as you do this workout. You learn about yourself. So then when you start going out there and you do your race, let's say for me, it was at the half marathon. When I was in the half marathon, I was running a half marathon pace the entire time. Like when I ran up a hill, I knew I had to slow down a little bit because I knew, that I naturally slow down, and I knew what I would naturally slow down to. And when I was going downhill, how much I could go, how fast I could go on a flat. And I could easily adjust when I hit those because I was practicing so much on those tempo runs. I was able to understand my body and know what it felt like to be at that precise level. Again, give or take 7 seconds per mile, right? Or for my pace. But when I thought and I hit those moments of like desperate, like grasping for like, oh my gosh, like my brain is starting to play tricks on me. You know, one of the things I would think about is at least I don't have to go to a 10K or a 5K pace at this stage of the run, right? I'm still going pretty good. And now even though my tempo runs were 1 hour long, they never had to, like when I did my half marathon, the last one I did was an hour and 31 minutes or something like that. So I only had to go an extra 30 minutes compared to my tempo run. Only an extra 30 minutes. And not only that, but I didn't have to adjust all those different, you know, at those different levels. So in a way, it almost felt like I was ready for this. Do you see how that works? Like how this tempo run thing works? I love it, but I hate it. Love, hate this run. So I hope you were able to follow that, the steps there, you know, like how to segment it and everything. Listen back on this and replay it if you need to. I wish on podcasts you could do like images so I could actually show you what that looked like. Maybe I'll put it on something. Maybe I'll put a link out there for you to click on so you could actually see what I was talking about during the episode. Okay, so a little bit about what's been going on. So I went to, this was really cool. So a few weeks ago, I went to Xterra World Championships up in Maine, in the United States, and I met some authors, some great runners out there, some of the top in the in their segments there, and actually it lit like some awesome fire within me because I was like, oh my gosh, guess what? There's cross country out there. I know people don't call it cross country or whatever, but I call it cross country. They were doing half marathons, up ski slopes, in the woods, all this stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is what I love. I may have to think about getting into this thing again, called X, or the company's called Xterra that put this on. And, but the Friday before, because this race was on Sunday, the Friday before, I was starting to feel a little ill. And by, I mean, I like was losing, like I couldn't concentrate. I had a headache. All these things were going on with me and I couldn't quite figure out what was going on. By Sunday, I was fighting back a lot of things. Nobody would even know I was sick, but I was fighting a lot. And then Monday I was just like, oh my gosh, what is wrong with me? But I had this like itch on my leg and it actually hurt when I scratched it. And I was like, what is that? And I went down and looked at it. I thought I was because I ran around to see some people, you know, on the course to see them at different spots. So I thought I was chafing, but I really looked at it because I was like, oh, this is itchy and, you know, didn't feel right. I had this like big ring on my leg and it looked like a tick bite. And I think it was a tick bite. And so I went to the doctors and they gave me medicine and everything. But I was like not feeling good at all. I haven't felt like that since, I don't know. I felt pretty bad during COVID, but I didn't have like a stuffy nose or congestion or anything. Like this thing was tearing up my brain. Like it was hurting my head. Like I couldn't like think. It was like, like I had to fight in order to actually do my normal work. Like I had to like put all my energy into thinking about what I was doing. It was like a rough, like almost, what was it? It was almost over a week by the time I got, a better, but, yeah, I was in deep pain and, like just mentally, and my body was like getting hot and cold. I couldn't regulate or anything like that. So tick bites are real, man. Those things are like, that tick, whatever it did to me, like took me for a loop. But anyways, I'm feeling better now. And then I had to like regroup and like get my mind back into gear. So I apologize that it took me this long to put out another episode, but I'm feeling better. I have some good news. I'm not sure if you noticed how I changed the beginning of this, the podcast, because I'm really looking forward to really discovering what it means to become the best runner. And not necessarily we have to be faster, go farther, whatever. I'm on a quest to see how do you define what becoming the best runner is. And I'm going to start talking to some authors, some some runners out there, on all aspects, all spectrums, right? You know, people who are starting out, people who are in the middle of their journeys, people who are at the end of their running journeys, like what does it mean to become the best runner? And what are the lessons that they've learned as a runner that they've taken into the other aspects of their life? Like how has that helped them become a better person? Like these tempo runs, how do they make you become a better person, right? You really have to focus. You really have to push yourself. I think that's one of the best things about running, right? You have to push yourself. If somebody's trying to push you, it's probably not going to work so well, but you have to push yourself and you have to dig down deep. And if the goals that you set in front of you are not ambitious enough, if they're too easy or they're too hard, and this is where it gets hard. Like nobody can tell you that you need to go run this pace, right? And you have to decide this is what I'm going to do, right? If somebody is like dictating to you, this is your goals, then it becomes harder because it's not your goals. You don't own them. Somebody's telling you to go run this and they have no idea what you're really capable of. Even if you've been working with them for a very long time, or they even watched you run for a very long time, they don't really know like what's inside of you that's ready to like be unleashed, right? So I find if people just step aside and allow you to dictate what your goals are going to be, they can ask you what your goals are going to be, what your aspirations are going to be. They can ask those to elicit them from you. But once they start telling you what your goals are, you know, then it starts becoming a hinder, right? Because it's like, okay, you start overanalyzing. Anyways, what I find is that once you decide what you're capable or what you want to aim for, then just go for it, right? And with tempo runs, you have to decide that this is what I'm going to go for. Why pick specific paces to do this is just because of that. Like, I want to know that when I'm running, what does it mean when I say I'm running an easy pace? I want to know exactly what that means. And what does that mean compared to what I need to run for a half marathon? Right? What does that mean? And knowing those specifics and focusing on those different aspects, when you go out there to go do your thing, you have to push yourself now. You set the limit. Now you go get it, right? And nobody else can tell you what that's going to be. Nobody can tell you your tempo run. And this is why I like sports, right? Everybody wants to become the best runner. Everybody wants to, you know, well, I shouldn't say not everybody wants to, but like you want to accomplish things. You want to get things done. You didn't step into the ring or the arena, or that you didn't put your toe on the line to go or step up to that race line to cop out. You stepped into the ring or you stepped up to that line because you're ready to take on what's coming your way. You set the goal, you set the time, you went out there and did the hard work, and now it's time to go see what your hard work brought. Sometimes you're gonna fall short, sometimes you're gonna overachieve. Then you set the new goals, and then you keep going, and you keep going, and you keep adjusting and getting better. And then these tempo runs do the same thing. Every time, it's like, okay, we're going to get better, right? Oh, we didn't do the full workout like we wanted to. Okay, let's go get it next time. All right, still fell short? No worries. Let's go get it next time. Still fell short? No worries. Let's go get it. Like, you have to have that mentality of, like, being okay with falling short. And then saying, okay, I fell short, no problem. Let's go get it again. All right, fell short, let's go get it again. And eventually, if you keep doing that, and you have that mindset of like, I'm gonna get this, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna figure it out, I'm gonna keep going, no matter what the obstacles are in front of me, I'm gonna make it happen, I'm just gonna keep going, even though it hurts, even though it's not fun at the times, and then at the end, you're like, ooh, guess what? I may have not hit the goal, but guess what? I made it a little bit closer, right? And then you hold on to that hope. You hold on to that hope because then the next time you're like, ooh, okay, I did the first half marathon or the easy pace in the half marathon. Now I'm trying to get to that 10K. Today I did 2 minutes. Next week, guess what? I'm going to do three. I'm gonna make sure I get to those three. Right? And then you're like, ooh, okay, I'm 1/3 of the way done of the one side. Right? And you got to talk positive. You got to keep going. You know, a lot of people may look at that and be like, oh, you failed. Oh, you didn't make it. You didn't hit the target. Yeah, okay, let them be naysayers. Let them do their thing or whatever. Hopefully you don't have those people. Usually the running community is not like that, which is really great. We're usually... I haven't seen many trolls out there in the running community, but do your thing and, you know, people are going to encourage you and be like, yes, you did 3 minutes. Let's go. We're going to get to four. You're going to get to four. We're going to do this together, right? And then you just go out there and you just keep going. But if there are any naysayers, get them out of there. Kick them out. They don't deserve to be in your life, right? If they can't appreciate what you're doing, they don't deserve to be in your life. Kick them out. They don't belong there. People should be encouraging each other. We have one life in this world. One life. One life. And for naysayers to come in or people to beat you up and tell you you're not great, you're not good, they're not there to help you no matter what. Like, come on, people. Like, all we should be doing is encouraging, helping, moving people, getting them to get up the rung. If people are struggling, we should be, like, throwing them on our shoulders, picking them up, you know, and just, like, cheerleading everybody every step of the way. Right? Being there to support them through thick and thin, through their tough times, through their good times, and get them up there. Like, really, like, if you're facing somebody or you're not being that positive person, like, just turn around. You have one moment of time in your life. Don't let people drag you down, and don't drag other people with you. Encourage them, improve them. And that starts internally. That starts internally, right? That, and it will show in your tempo runs. If you're out there beating yourself up, like, really, you know, some people need to beat themselves up a little bit in order to get to that next level. I get that. But at the same time, you got to start looking at the positives too. There's a lot of positive things out there that you just got to grab onto and just keep moving forward. And I can guarantee, if you find this in your tempo runs, like, if you can find hope, if you can go out there and do them and, like, you just improve, it doesn't even have to be a half a minute. It could be 10 seconds. You could do 1 minute. Let's say last time you did 1 minute, this time you did 1 minute, 10 seconds. I want you to be happy with yourself and say to yourself, by golly, I did it. I did 10 seconds. Because if you keep doing that, I can almost guarantee what's going to happen is you're going to jump up. You're gonna hit a plateau. We all hit plateaus, but eventually you're gonna kick through. It happens. It happens. When it doesn't happen is when people give up. When people give up, it's just the way it happens. But it's the moment where people want to give up is when things start breaking through, right? That's when the breakthroughs happen. That's how, life is tricky like that. I've learned that about life. Like, life is going to beat you down. It's going to try to put hurdles. I shouldn't say beat you down. Life is going to put hurdles in front of you. And it's going to try to test you. It's going to try to see, are you ready for that next level? Are you ready? You're going to trip. You're going to fall. You're gonna struggle, you're gonna make some progress, and all of a sudden you're gonna hit a peak. You may even go back a little bit. And even if you go back, and here's the other thing about tempo runs, some days you're like, you're hitting everything perfectly, and then for whatever reason, you go backwards a little bit, right? You go backwards. Instead of being able to do the whole workout, maybe, you know, when you get to that top phase and you're running, in my case, the 5Ks, and you have to do a minute straight, maybe you could only do it for 40 seconds. Your body just started whatever, and you had to cut it short 20 seconds, right? 40 seconds on the second side. So you have 20 seconds left, and I have 20 seconds left, and I just couldn't do it that day. For whatever reason, it just didn't happen. And you go backwards. Don't beat yourself up. Think back where you started compared to where you are now. Think back to where you started to where you are now. Because at some point, you are not where you were today. And you're taking where you are today for granted. Okay? Don't do that to yourself. Get out there. Keep encouraging yourself. It's okay if you go back a little bit. Go back to the drawing board. The next time, if the same thing happens, then hey, guess what? Don't beat yourself up. there's something going on. We got to tweak something. We got to figure something out. We got to make it work somehow, right? There's something not working, and we just got to figure it out. Don't give up. Keep massaging it. Keep working at it. Try a different angle. Try different foods. Try getting an extra hour of sleep. Try this. Try that. In the world of running, and in life, I would say, even in life, any aspect of your life, you got to keep going. You got to figure it out. And those who give up, guess what? They're going to get what they're asking for. Poor results. Those who keep fighting, those who keep pushing, those who keep not giving up, those who keep trying to change them, the way they approach things and just keep going at it, keep going at it, keep going at it, they're going to be the ones that succeed. The ones who give up, you know, those are the ones that are going to end up, going backwards. They're going to have to restart over or whatever it is. It's a lot harder to give up and have to start all over again than to just go with what you have and say, okay, this is what I got, and I'm going to keep working it, right? No matter what, I'm going to figure out a way. There's a solution to everything, and we just got to figure it out. It could be you need to start working on your form. It could be that you need to start working on, who knows, more hydration. Maybe there's a nutrient missing. That's how we start really getting into becoming the best runner, figuring things out. Maybe we need to work on our mental capabilities. Like, what's our mental focus? Do we need to meditate? Do we need to do other things to help us with our mental state, right? All these things. There's going to be so many challenges in our life. There's going to be things in our life that's going to try to take us down. What I've learned from running is you can let those things come down, but at the end of the day, it's just you that's going to decide what's going to happen. You're going to decide whether, you know, you get knocked down, whether you're going to get back up. If somebody's trying to get in your way, you're going to find a way. It's just the nature of a runner, right? The nature of running is you go out there and you determine what's going to happen. Nobody's running for you. Nobody's going to take that next step for you. You're the one that has to take that next step. You decide how that step is going to be taken. Things can come in your way. You can't control the weather. You can't control the terrain. You can't control cars or whatever. But you can control what you do after. And I can guarantee for those of you who struggle with running, stick to it. Keep going. You got this. I know you do. Those who are trying to get to the next level in their running, keep going. You got this. I know you can. All right. That's it for today. That's all I have for today. So, I'm not sure what the next episode's going to be. I'm just trying to I think I'm going to start a newsletter very soon, to be honest. And I've got many different things in the fire right now that I can't wait to unveil to you and bring it to you. But maybe the next time I'll talk about, you know what? I'll talk about the pace, right? How do I figure out the exact pace that I'm gonna be running? I'll dive into that. The formula that I use, or the race predictor that I use in order to get the specific paces that I run, and how I use that in a training, session. Okay. I hope this was inspirational, helpful, whatever it is. If it is, please make sure to share this with other people. Again, make sure to give me a follow on Instagram. You can follow me at Angelo, A-N-G-E-L-O, _ Santito, S-A-N-T-I-T-T-O. Or you could join our Facebook group, NAC Warriors. That's N-A-C, Nancy, Apple, Charlie, Warriors. Okay? And I'll see you there. All right. Have a good one.